So let me tell you, and I kind of mentioned this, I think, last week, and I didn't go really big into it, but here's what you do. So guys, this is the first time on the planet that we're going to be able to heal our emotional bodies. It's a big deal. It's a really big deal. But so let me tell you how to do it. That's a perfect example. So if you experience overwhelm, do you experience it at work? At home, with family, everywhere?
Yes.
Okay. So that's a really good example, and you can think of anything you want. Anxiety, anger, sadness, anything you want to think of. That's the emotional body running rampant. That's the emotional body telling you you can't work because you need to pay attention to the negative emotion. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
All right. This, in the extreme, this is when emotion shows up inappropriately. Like when you get really furious over something that's really minor, or when you get your feelings hurt really bad and you can't really explain why, but to you it's real. I mean, hurt feelings, those are the worst in the world, right? But you can't really explain it in a way somebody else gets what you're talking about. That's the emotional body just having, you know, a tantrum. Because it's not being loved, directed, and parented well. So what do? You schedule it. You schedule it. And that means that you set up this pattern where you literally have to follow the rules on this if you want it to work. You sit in a chair, you set a buzzer, you have to use a timer. And you say, okay, overwhelm, I'm all yours for 5 minutes. Come and visit me. Let's feel bad now. And will it trust you? No, not at first. But eventually, your emotional body will work with you if you're consistent. And then what that looks like is when you've got the long list of things to do or the 100 emails come in, you need to sort them, and you don't want to, you feel the overwhelm, and you say, overwhelm, it's not your turn. I will schedule you later, and I will see you then. And eventually what will happen is when you are in a space that you've created consistently with conscious intent to feel a negative emotion no matter what it is, and you have an experience of that without rejecting it, judging it, criticizing it, or using it, it clears really quickly. And so depending on how old your pattern is and what relationship with you have your emotional body, this can take a while. It could take a couple of months for it to all clear, or it could be very fast. But consistently now, I've given this assignment to a lot of coaching clients, and they've all had great results. So pick one negative emotion, have clarity on it, sit your butt in a chair and do not, is that cussing? Sit your tushy. We had a big discussion on cussing earlier. Sit your tushy in a chair and do not move it until the timer goes off. And maybe the negative emotion will present or maybe it won't. But if you do this consistently, you will be the one in charge of your emotional body versus the emotional body showing up whenever it wants.
Are we only supposed to pick one?
At a time. But once you're in the chair with the timer, once you've made the commitment and you're true to it, you know, so how do you start? Well, how much are you suffering? If you're not really in control of you, then do it every day. And 5 minutes is fine. 15 minutes, you never even make it. If you give full attention to an emotion, it doesn't need that much from you. It just needs full attention, full experience. So if you sit in a chair even just 5 minutes a day, in 21 days, you're going to have a different experience of yourself. The trick is to sit there even when nothing shows up, because it will mess with you. It'll and your mind will say, oh, you're not doing it right, just give up.
Okay, but it's one emotion for the 21 days?
Well, you start with one, because you need a focus. But eventually, if you sit in the chair, what you're going to do is tell the emotional body, hey,
I'm ready now.
I'm ready now to feel bad, bring it on. What are we feeling today? Sadness, overwhelm, anger, just bring it on, I'm ready. And here's the thing, because of the buzzer, because there's a set time frame, your only job is to have no judgment or criticism in that time frame. You know, it's a funny thing about us. We all keep thinking that like the spiritual enlightenment, we'll have no negative emotion. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's when you leave the planet. For some reason, it is part of the divine plan. You don't get to skip negative emotion here. But none of us have really done the work to work with it well. Negative emotion is not like God punishing us. It actually is designed to be a gauge to help us. But because of our human history and not using it appropriately, it's very painful now. And it's all out of control. And so the time on earth now is that if you work with your emotions like children, meaning again, you have to be a good parent, not a mean parent, not an aggressive parent, but if you guide them into the appropriate time and space and allow them to exist, they'll let you be the boss. It's really amazing. And it's so important to do. So this is the first time on earth we're really supported with the energies in doing this work. And it can be anything. It can be resentment, guilt. And so when you sit there with your timer, you can think thoughts to get it started. That's appropriate. But what you may not do is leave the seat till the timer goes off. And some days will just be boring and a pain and a waste of time. But the consistency of showing up for yourself is where you build a powerful relationship.
So like all day long, if you're using resentment, you're stopping yourself from staying in it and saying, okay, not your time yet. Then you do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all those things, supposedly, that you've been resenting all day long, you're going to focus on that?
Yeah, until resentment comes.
Or criticize or blame?
Resentment. Don't push it away. It's not about telling a story. It's about having a full body experience of emotion that wants to be felt. We're supposed to filter emotion. And we just have learned to shove it down, push it away. I mean, you're already, from just the words you used, resentment is trying to get your attention all day.
Right.
And you're like, not appropriate, can't do it, I'll get arrested. So where does it go?
Out in the dreams.
If you're lucky, I think it comes out in wrinkles and fat and health issues and impatience and inappropriate crying. So, you're already there. Try it.
Okay.
It's a challenge. Prove me wrong. It's an amazing thing, the emotional body. If you build a good relationship with it, you're going to have amazing success in your life. How many of us, when we get upset, it's too late? We go on a verbal rampage, an emotional binge. We go into, whatever way we have an addiction for bad emotion, food, shopping, criticizing, ranting. That's because the emotional body isn't being worked with well. It's really a great analogy. Think of a child. If a child's throwing a temper tantrum inappropriately, that's because nobody taught it where the time and space for that is. A temper tantrum for a child is a normal developmental stage. So the job of a good parent is to create a safe space for it where it doesn't, harm anybody or the kid.
You mean not at the grocery store?
Not at the grocery store. Or in front of moving vehicles. Does that give you a good picture? Okay, so try it. Just try it. 5 minutes. But you got to have a timer. You can't do it without a timer because we just don't keep our word, get distracted. But this is the first time you'll really be supported in this work. It's actually pretty fast. And the people who have done, actually, I know people have done overwhelm. I know people have done anger, sadness. I'm trying to think what else. There's more, but it really does work. Fear. Fear is a little longer. Fear is an inherent part of the way the world is set up. So that's a bigger one to work through. I find with fear, I can't just sit and express it. I have to, do modalities with it. But all the other emotions, they'll come up for you. I just want to be witnessed, heard, expressed safely.
So is fear one we could address in an individual thing?
Yeah, and we can tap on fear right now. But here's the thing that people forget. Fear is the actual setup on the planet. It's only today we're breaking down the constructs of fear. So, okay. So